Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, let's go. Okay, so we're in a world of automation, speech recognition, smart speakers. Everything is smart. Like, how often do you phone a customer care line and it's automated, right? And for me, I get very frustrated because it never seems to pick up what I'm saying.
Shame.
Things like things like Siri, Bixby, Google, they've kind of, they're like at the forefront of perfecting speech recognition software, right?
Alexa as well, yeah.
Alexa, that's it, yeah. But now there's also a local crowd that have come up with speech recognition software for airports. Okay?
Okay.
So you phone the airport. You want flight times, flight what. Literally whatever you want, it's going to listen to you, interpret what you're saying, and direct you to the right department.
Okay.
Easy enough.
I've literally done that before.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked for me.
You had no issues.
No issues.
Okay.
Okay. Now, while that technology is quite advanced, how are they going to help a guy like me, like Gerald? Gerald, who's got a very, very thickly lisp.
You're so sexy.
Is it gonna help a guy like me?
We're gonna have to find out.
So that's what I'm gonna put to the test right now.
Gerald, doing important work here.
That's right. Okay. So, and these guys, and you know what I love is like it's a South African voice doing the speech recognition. You see how good it is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, Gerald, let's go.
You're up.
Okay. I won't say which airport.
Okay.
But we'll just call them. Here we go.
Thanks for calling arrival and departure information. Do you know the flight number? Just say yes or no.
No.
I'm not sure what you said. You must only say either yes or no.
I said yes.
Sorry, but this is an automated speech recognition system. You must only give me the answer to the question that I'm asking. I think you're giving me a bit too much information.
He sounds like my mom. She tells me that when I start talking about sex at the table.
I think I'm picking up some background noise. Try moving to a quieter place, and we'll try that again. Remember, you need to answer my question by giving me only the information that I ask for.
You told me. I said, yes. Yes, 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 yes. How many more times do you want me to tell you?
I'm still not sure what you said. This is a speech recognition system.
Bloody hell, not for someone with a speech impediment.
It's really easy to use.
Stop making fun of me.
But you need to answer the exact question that I ask you. Don't try and give me too much information.
Don't try to be clever. I said yes.
Right now, I need you to only say yes or no.
Y-E-S. Yes.
I think I'm picking up some background noise.
For goodness sake.
Try moving to a quieter place, and we'll try that again.
For goodness sake, man, I'm in a library. How much quieter do you think it can get?
Okay. Please say the flight number now.
RB79.
I'm not sure what you said. Say each letter and number of the flight number individually. For instance, say EK551. Say that number now.
EK551.
I heard you say 1-1. Is that correct?
No.
Yes or no?
No. I said what you told me to say, man.
Sorry.
I forgive you.
Are you looking for arrival or departure information?
Departure.
If you know the name of the airline, say it now.
Kamikaze Airlines. I want to go to Honolulu.
I think you wanted me to search South African Airways.
No. No. No, no, no. I said no.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll forgive you again.
My mistake.
Yes, stupid idiot.
I'm not sure what you said.
Stupid idiot.
I think you wanted me to search Iberia Airlines. Is that correct? Just say yes or no.
No, you moron.
My mistake.
I forgive you.
Let's get the flight number again. This time, please use your telephone keypad to key in the digits of the flight number now. Then, press the hash key.
Now, look, I have a slight problem there because I bought this phone from Cass Converters and it's missing a 7, a 9, and a 3.
Let me transfer you to a consultant for further assistance. Yeah.
That's a bleep. Oh, send him to a human. Oh,
it tried so hard.
And it apologized to you so many times.
Very polite, eh? Very polite.
A more polite robot automated thing than a lot of human beings out there. So patient. Gerald, man.
You see, are we ready to move total automation?
I don't think so, Gerald.